Welcome to Rooted in Courage. I'm Erin, and I'm so glad that you're here. Hello, hello, hello. I hope that you are having a good week. I am coming to you live. I don't think it's live. I'm coming to you live from the closet. Hello. It is Tuesday, March. Oh, goodness. It's Tuesday, April 6th. I officially launched the Indiegogo campaign that I was talking about last week. Oh, my goodness. It's launched. It's up. I launched it on Thursday of last week, and to my absolute amazement, it already has 50% of the goal met, which I'm just like so excited and honored and grateful for. It's just like, I cannot believe it. It's wonderful. So we have, I think, 26 days left on the campaign itself. So we have halfway to go there. But it's to fund, so I'm doing all of the editing and the book design, the cover of the book, and then figuring out all of the publishing through Kindle Direct. So it's just to help me out financially to do all of those things myself and not outsource them, which is cool. I sent out the first like email update yesterday and just shared a big thank you to everybody, and then that I'm hoping to have the cover of the book, like some options, so those who donate can help me choose the cover of it. So yeah, check it out. I'll link a link to the campaign in the episode description, and if you're able, I so appreciate it. Even if you just want to share it, that means so much to me and helps so much, so thank you, thank you, thank you. I am drinking this protein shake. It's like vegan mocha. It's like Conscious Muscle. They give like a percentage of their stuff to animal sanctuaries. And it's really, really good. It's vegan. I used to drink like Vega or Vega. But Sam actually was like, I get this protein from this place that donates a percentage to animals, like farmed animal sanctuary. So it's really good. It's vegan mocha. And then I add almond milk, a scoop of the vegan mocha powder, and then my like leftover coffee, which kind of sounds gross, but it's really, really good. And then you just put it in like a blender bottle. So that's what I'm doing right now. I want to share a poem with you that I wrote. When did I write this? I wrote this during this past full moon, and it was called the Worm Moon, which I thought was really neat and artsy and poetic, because I was reading a lot about this specific full moon, and it was when like before time, not before time, but like how, you know, how like full moons were, you're able to like know a full moon based off of what is going on the land, as opposed to like the time on your iPhone and the date and stuff like that. So this was the time that you could tell that the ground was softening and that the worms would like surface and come out. So it was the worm moon, and just like that energy of like early spring, that kind of like spring softness, maybe more rain than usual. And I was reading about that and I thought it was so just poetic. And so I wrote this. Okay, I wrote it on March 28th, 2021, And it's on my Instagram too, if you want to look at the words of it. And this is Poem for the Worm Moon. As the ground softens, as the air kisses our cheeks and welcomes us into a new season, remember that being gentle with yourself is in itself an act of rebellion. Face the mirror of the sky and see yourself for the first time, a full, radiant force of nature. Watch the stars standing hand in hand. Listen as they ask us to melt together like the tail of a comet, to soften beneath their feet, to remember that we are all made of the same dirt. So there is that. Yeah, like I said, I just was inspired by the idea of the ground softening, the feeling of the ground softening and being welcomed into a new season where we can remember that being gentle with ourselves is in itself an act of rebellion. And what I mean by that is just in a society where we are so, in a capitalist society, like where we are so defined by how much we produce, how much we do, and that was just a nod to like caring for yourself and also being a queer person that I am, like just that as well. Just that level of care of myself can feel like an act of rebellion to choose to not loathe myself. So I hope that lands for you in any way that feels liberating. And yeah, I really liked the line, the tail of the comet that I chose, because that just came in my head, and I was like, I hope. I was like, I think comets have tails, I'm pretty sure, and then what I always do is just like Google it and be like, do comets have tails? And they do, and the idea of us like melting together into that tail of the comet, like us coming together for this shared lightness, this shared vibrant energy, felt really beautiful. And then just the reminder that we are made of the same, we're all made of the same dirt, felt really connecting and beautiful. So I am sending you so, so much love, so much peace and deep breaths and movement through all of the ebbs and flows of your feelings. And I will see you back here next week. Again, if you feel called to contribute to my Indiegogo campaign to fund my first book of poetry, Let the Water Run Clear, I'll link it in the description. And I'm so grateful. Thank you, and I'll see you soon.